find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Work on the state budget may come to a stop if leaders of the Wisconsin legislature and Governor Tony Evers don't agree on a bill aimed at directing more state money to local communities and do it by the end of this week. Civic Media's Terry Bell reports.
The sticking point is whether Milwaukee and Milwaukee County should have to hold referendums to raise local sales taxes. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
If we do not get a deal this week, I think we should strip out all of the Milwaukee things. And we will just focus on the balance of the bill, which is repealing the personal property tax and making sure that every community around the state is not held hostage by Milwaukee's problems.
The governor and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu want the sales tax votes to be taken by the Milwaukee City Council and County Board. Democrats like Milwaukee Senator LaTanya Johnson want that too.
A referendum is basically a death sentence for Milwaukee. That will not pass.
Milwaukee and Milwaukee County leaders say higher sales taxes are crucial to both governments balancing their budgets after years of fiscal crises. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's Parole Commission would have to publicly post the names of people granted release from prison, as well as those who had their parole revoked. That's under another bill the state Senate passed yesterday. The Parole Commission became an issue after Douglas Balzowitz was released from prison. He served only 25 years of an 80-year sentence for killing his wife in West Dallas. The state assembly has passed a package of bills to streamline the professional licensing process in Wisconsin. Civic Media's Stuart Waddles reports.
The Department of Safety and Professional Services has been criticized in recent years for long waits for the state papers numerous professions need to do their jobs. The department has noted that application wait periods have been cut in half since 2021. The legislation will now head to the state Senate.
Wisconsin schools could have more funding heading their way for training teachers, hiring reading coaches, and to cover the cost of materials aimed to improve reading skills among Wisconsin students. State Representative Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay is confident the legislature will include $50 million in the upcoming biennial budget to fund such initiatives. Nearly 600 workers, a part of the Collectivo Collective, will now be covered by a union contract ratified by employees this week after a roughly three-year process, according to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Employees at the Milwaukee-based Collectivo Coffee Roasters Incorporated have been organizing for union representation since mid-2020. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News. Time is 8:03.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kuska. A 61-year-old Lancaster man is hurt after a crash on June 1st. The Grant County Sheriff's Office said the man was driving a UTV when he was hit by a pickup truck on County Highway A in the town of Ellensboro. The man was thrown from the UTV and had to be flown to a Madison hospital with serious injuries. The driver of the truck that hit the UTV was not hurt. A second western Wisconsin city has closed its outdoor public pool due to maintenance issues. The Hoffman Aquatic Center in Black River Falls was closed due to a leak in the pool, causing it to lose about 18,000 gallons of water per day. The pool will be closed for the rest of the year while city crews try to repair it. A city official also said that the indoor water park would have extended hours this summer. An outdoor public pool in Chippewa Falls is delaying its summer opening due to a burst pipe. And the state high school softball championships began this morning in Madison at Goodman Diamond. Later today, Grantsburg will take on Iola Scandinavia in the afternoon, while McDonald plays Pacelli later tonight. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers with a big win over Baltimore. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a dominating 10-2 victory over the Orioles last night at American Family Field. Willie Adames got things started in the bottom of the first. Brian Anderson with the call on Bally Sports.
And he sends out one to the field. He's watching this one fly. And Adames, welcome back to the lineup. A solo home run in the first inning.
It was Willie's first game back after being hit in the temple by a hard foul ball while in the dugout May 26th.
Sometimes, you know, this game will hit you, you know, I mean, after I got hit like that, you know. I felt like that was like my first game this season, you know, like I was so full of energy, you know, I was just having so much fun, and I think everybody was having fun.
Joey Weimer with two home runs and all 16 hits for the crew. Craig Counsell joked after the win.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. We went and I went and hit everybody in the face with a baseball after that. And
Corbin Burns was brilliant on the mound. 8 scoreless innings on 96 pitches, striking out 9. I asked him, what was the key?
Just getting ahead in the count, attacking with a cutter. Curveball and changeup was kind of hit and miss all night. So had those been on point, that would have been even more fun.
So the Brewers go for the sweep this afternoon. A 1-10 start, Kyle Bradish against Milwaukee's Colin Ray. And there's doubleheaders scheduled today in New York and Philadelphia after the Yankees and the Phillies had to call off their games due to smoke from those Canadian wildfires. NFL, the Packers wrapping up OTAs this week. Next week is the mandatory minicamp. In the NBA Finals, the Nuggets with a 109-94 win in Miami last night to go up 2-1. And the Bucks' new head coach, Adrian Griffin, got to meet some of his new players, including Marjan Beauchamp, who says he's now off to see Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm actually taking off to Greece tomorrow, so I'm supposed to meet him.
In Greece?
Yep.
What are you guys going to do while you're over there?
Train to go, and we're going to get ready for next season.
That's the Bucks' Marjan Beauchamp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Seven minutes after 8 o'clock now on this Thursday morning. It's the 8th day of June. And welcome into the Stu Daniels Show. I'm your host, Stu Daniels, and going to be here for the next couple of hours, hopefully providing some entertainment for you and some information. And this is an audience participation show, so phone lines are open right now. 715-388-7155 is the phone number. Taking a look outside today, it's going to be another nice summertime day. Low dew points making it comfortable and highs in the upper 70s today across most of western Wisconsin. Aside from the haze in the air these days. And in sports, did you get to see that Brewers game last night? Oh, man, they dropped the hammer on the Orioles. Winning by a score of 10-2. Corbin Burns, pitcher, looked good as ever. And the rookie, Joey Weimer, was the hero at the plate for the second night in a row. He went 4-for-4 last night at the plate. 2 home runs, a double, and 5 runs batted in. And the Brewers are now 34-28, a game and a half ahead of the Pirates. The crew goes for the sweep this afternoon. And then in the NBA Finals, last night, the Nuggets defeated the Heat 109-94. That series, Denver leads now 2-1, and the next game is tomorrow night again in Miami. Taking a look at the headlines now, let me give you some of these. It says, Wisconsin Republicans want to end diversity programs in the state. At the same time, the Republican National Convention is embracing them. Okay. Also, Republican leadership in Madison is threatening to remove measures intended to save Milwaukee from falling off a fiscal cliff in a state funding bill if Governor Evers doesn't immediately support a version of the bill. And a Madison company, a spinoff from the University of Wisconsin, says it can develop a market-ready fusion energy reactor within the next 10 years. And also TV Minister Pat Robertson has passed away at the age of 93. So getting back to that haze, the smoke that's crippling some cities in the United States. If you've seen the news at all in the last 24 hours, you probably know that the Canadian wildfires are causing serious problems for cities like New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., and can be felt. The smoke, at least, is across most of the Northeast and Midwest United States. In New York City yesterday, the sun was obscured by the smoke and the public schools had to cancel all outdoor activities. And the Federal Aviation Administration issued a ground stop yesterday. And I believe they issued one already today as well for LaGuardia. Yesterday, it prevented airlines from taking off and landing at LaGuardia due to low visibility. And from what I've heard so far today, the ground stop is mainly for airplanes landing. So they may still be able to take off, at least for a while. The haze, the smoke from the wildfires seems to get worse as the day goes on. And it says air quality from New York City to Washington, D.C. was at unhealthy levels. And if you want to check your air quality where you are at, there is an easy website to check that out. I believe it's airnow.gov, okay, airnow.gov. And that is a service of your federal government trying to help you to breathe a little easier. So it may be a good idea to check that. And if you are in an area where the smoke is pretty bad and the air quality is bad, there are measures you can take, just like staying indoors and limiting your physical activity outdoors. So airnow.gov. And do you know any climate deniers? People that say, oh, that whole climate change thing, that's just a lie made up by the Democrats in order to get you to buy more electric vehicles or something along those lines. I've met a few climate deniers in my time. And you wonder why people just don't believe science. You know, I mean, it just seems like it's pretty obvious by now that climate change is not on the way. It's here now. It's already happened. The climate has changed. There's an interesting article in Rolling Stone that talks about this with a headline that says, "Why are Canada's wildfires choking the United States this time?" Subheadline says, "The crisis adding fuel to the fire quite literally is climate change." This is by Allison Winter, and it was posted yesterday. Starts out by saying the smoke and haze from raging wildfires in Canada covered the eastern United States this week, prompting air quality warnings across the eastern seaboard. New York City's skyline is barely visible in pictures from the St. George Tower in Brooklyn on Wednesday afternoon, yesterday. Orange skies in New Jersey on Tuesday made Little League baseball games look like a scene on the planet Tatooine. Kind of an obscure reference there, but for those of you that aren't familiar, Tatooine is, I guess, a desert planet from Star Wars. Desolate desert planet. Anyway, the piece from Rolling Stone goes on and says schools in Washington, D.C. scheduled indoor recess due to poor air quality in the city in Washington, which smelled vaguely of campfires throughout the day on Wednesday. The source of the gathering gloom is the smoke from a series of wildfires in Canada. It's not new to have fires in Canada, but the current blazes are far beyond anything seen in recent decades, causing excessive smoke that has borne down on Canadian and U.S. cities. There have been more fires in Canada in May and the first few days of June than there usually are across the whole summer. The situation is unprecedented, but also part of a growing trend of longer, hotter, wildfire seasons in both Canada and the United States. The crisis adding fuel to the fire quite literally is climate change. Quote, in Canada, our burn has doubled since the 1970s, and my colleagues and I attribute this largely, but not solely, to human caused climate change, says Mike Flanagan, a professor at Thompson Rivers University in British Columbia, who has been researching wildfire and climate change for years. It says, actually for 30 years. So what's going on? with all of these Canadian wildfires. It says here, Canada is experiencing what could become their worst wildfire season on record due to ongoing drought and warm temperatures. Wildfires are at more than 10 times their normal average so far this year. And in May alone, Canada saw more than 6.6 million acres burn, a total almost the size of Massachusetts. Warm and dry conditions will continue to increase wildfire risk in most of Canada in June and July, according to a wildfire outlook from Canadian officials this week. So it doesn't sound like it's going to get any better. Here's a quote. It says, it is, in a word, sobering. Canada's Minister of Natural Resources, Jonathan Wilkinson, told reporters at a press briefing on Monday, this year's already devastating season could well get worse. Dry weather, high temperatures, and reduced snowpack are inflaming and intensifying wildfire seasons. Quote, wildfires certainly took place before we started to clearly see the acceleration of the effects of climate change, Wilkinson said at the press briefing, speaking in French through an interpreter. However, we are now experiencing a new reality, one where we need to pay attention to what science is telling us. And how are the Canadian wildfires affecting air quality? The immense dark plumes of smoke from the Canadian wildfires have dissipated into hazy conditions and air quality warnings across the eastern and midwestern United States. The smoke naturally moves on air currents, and the heat of wildfires can push smoke higher into the atmosphere, helping it to travel longer distances. The pollution from these particles is at historic levels in some cities along the East Coast. New York City now has the distinction of some of the worst air quality in the world. And yesterday, Wednesday, at midday, the city of New York ranked third in the entire world as worst air quality, behind Delhi and Dhaka, according to IQ Air, a Swiss air monitoring company. Wildfire smoke contains fine particles of smoke and soot. Scientists say the particulates from wildfires can be more toxic than from some other sources, since a wildfire burns everything in its path, not just trees and shrubs, but also parts of homes, trash, and plastics. Lots of toxic stuff in that smoke. Do you know any climate deniers? People that say, there's no climate change. The climate changes all the time. And look how cold it's been, they'll say sometimes. Hey, feel free to call in. Phone number is 715-388-7155. If you have any comments on what we're discussing, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be back soon. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your brandy old-fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their brandy old-fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind east becoming northeasterly at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 51. Tomorrow, sunny, 83. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Saturday, scattered thunderstorms, 81. Sunday's looking good with sunshine and a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
What we could use in Canada right now, a big box of rain, right? To put out some of those wildfires. Music from the Grateful Dead on a Thursday morning. Thanks for tuning in. You are tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station. I'm Stu Daniels. Hope you're having a good day so far. And at about 8:23 right now. And just before the break, we were discussing the wildfires, the smoke in the air, causing havoc on the East Coast in New York, Washington, Boston, having to do these ground stops at the airports where they're not allowing planes to take off or land. And a lot of trouble for people with breathing disorders or the elderly and just about anybody, because there are some pretty large pieces of particulates in this smoke and also very small pieces of these particulate matter, which can easily get into your lungs and into your system. And as we were discussing just before the break, not all of it is just burning grass, you know, grass fire. But when these wildfires erupt like this and they just burn everything in their path, then it's not just trees and shrubs, but also parts of homes, plastics, and trash and stuff like that. So, you know, there's obviously a lot of toxic matter built up into this stuff. And the question I was asking you, the listener, before the break was, do you know someone who is a climate denier? Say, well, this doesn't really have to do with climate change. It's just natural for wildfires to happen in the summer. And yes, it is, but not like this. Obviously, with the lack of snowfall in the winter, there is less snowfall runoff to make things, you know, more not as dry, I should say. But also there's a lot of other things going on. The air is hotter. There's more moisture in the air, which causes other problems. We were looking at a story in Rolling Stone. And by the way, if you have any comment on this, if you know somebody who's a climate denier, or if you have any ideas on how we can get climate deniers to start believing in science, give us a call. 715-388-7155 is the phone number. I'll get back to the story. It says, the smoky air affects the heart and the lungs and can leave people gasping for breath, especially the very young and the very old. Researchers have connected poor air quality from wildfires to increased hospitalizations and premature births. Researchers at University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign estimated in 2017 that wildfire smoke has caused 500 more deaths per year in the United States. So, excuse me, what role does climate change play in the Canadian wildfires? Well, there are three main ingredients that create a wildfire. Fuel, like grasses, plants, leaves, trees, anything that burns. Okay, three main ingredients, fuel, ignitions from humans or lightning, so you need a spark. And then the third thing is dry conditions. Fuel, ignition, dry conditions. Those are the three main ingredients that create a wildfire. Climate change is bringing more hot, dry weather that creates the perfect tinderbox for disaster. On a hot, windy day, a spark or lightning can quickly ignite wildfire fuel. Quote, we are seeing a lot more fires in the western United States and Canada over the last few decades, with a notable increase just in the last few years, says Matthew Wibbenmeyer, who studies climate and wildfire management as a fellow at Resources for the Future. It is not a linear trend, since some years are better than others, but the area burned by wildfires has doubled in Canada since the 1970s and quadrupled in the western United States in that same time. Going to take a break. Stick around. If you want to give us a call, 715-388-7155. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Special Report. Longtime religious broadcaster Pat Robinson has died at 93. The news was confirmed today by the Christian Broadcasting Network, which Robertson founded back in the 60s. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Pat Robertson was a minister, businessman, educator, and philanthropist, but he'll best be remembered for founding the Christian Broadcasting Network, where he hosted the 700 Club.
Oh, we've got a wonderful audience and a wonderful program.
In 1988, Robertson made a bid for the White House, entering Republican primaries.
This is my first political
political campaign. I never ran for anything in my life.
He won 9% of the vote, an indication of the strength of his conservative Christian base. And it was that group that listened to him over the decades, even when he made controversial remarks, such as suggesting Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans because God was angry over abortions.
Again, televangelist Pat Robertson has died at 93. CBS News Special Report.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility.
Here's what
you
need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man in Prairie du Chien on suspicion of possession of drugs and child pornography. 33-year-old Joshua Moick is being recommended for 54 total charges after law enforcement found drugs and electronic devices in his hotel room. The Sheriff's Office said Moick was on probation at the time of his arrest. A 61-year-old Lancaster man is hurt after a crash on June 1st. The Grant County Sheriff's Office said the man was driving a UTV when he was hit by a pickup truck on County Highway A in the town of Ellensboro. The man was thrown from the UTV and had to be flown to a Madison hospital with serious injuries. The driver of the truck that hit the UTV was not hurt. And the state high school softball championships begin this morning in Madison at Goodman Diamond. Later today, Grantsburg takes on Iola Scandinavia in the afternoon. And then tonight, Chippewa Falls McDonald will take on Stevens Point Pacelli. The event will run through Saturday when all five state championship games will be held. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your brandy old-fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their brandy old-fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsin Blee. Drink Wisconsin Blee Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back.
Jammin'. Jammin' on a Thursday morning on the radio. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. And we are discussing climate change right now. Smoke is in the air. Fires are burning across Canada, and the smoke is heading our way. People in cities all across the Northeast and Midwest suffering in unhealthy conditions, breathing in smoke, particulate matter, and toxins from burning plastics and houses. And it's quite an event that's going on right now. And still, there are people who say, well, this doesn't have anything to do with climate change. There are wildfires every summer. Well, that is the case, but it's different now. Things have changed. We've gotten into a new area. We've come to a new place now where we're going to start seeing a lot more of these out-of-control wildfires, smoke in the air, difficulty breathing. I was reading from a Rolling Stone article. And by the way, if you want to get in on the conversation, if you have a comment, feel free to call in 715-388-7155. And we left off here in this story. It says, what's going on now is not a linear trend, since some years are better than others, but the area burned by wildfires has doubled in Canada since the 1970s. And in the United States, it's quadrupled in the Western United States in that same time. Yep, four times as many wildfires, or four times as much land burned since the 70s, you know, less than 50 years, right? Longer, drier summers have erased the concept of a fire season and turned it into a fire year in some parts of the arid West. Meanwhile, the fires themselves are erasing some of our gains in efforts to fight climate change, as carbon dioxide from the fires spews into the atmosphere. In one study, researchers determined emissions from the 2020 wildfires in California could have wiped out the gains the state had made in greenhouse gas reductions since 2003. Quote, it can be a pretty significant amount of carbon released by these fires. And of course, that creates a sort of vicious cycle, says Wibbenmeyer. So what do we do when the world is literally on fire? Flanagan suggests government agencies should have better advanced planning. Instead of just reacting to fires, they should plan ahead for them. That could mean bringing in additional firefighting resources ahead of time, instead of after a fire starts, burying power lines so they don't cause sparks, or keeping visitors out of forests during high-risk fire days. Flanagan stresses that urgent action is needed to address climate change, an urgency that has only grown since he first started speaking on the perils of climate and wildfire 25 years ago. Quote, I am really concerned because it has just gone crazy, he says, and I expect more crazy in the future. That's the story from Rolling Stone. Headline, Why Are Canada's Wildfires Choking the U.S. This Time? Now what are we going to do? I say, got to do everything we can. It's never too late, right? Because if we don't start making some big changes fast, it's going to get a lot worse. Got, 8:39 right now on this Thursday morning. One of the headlines I talked about earlier, Republican leaders threaten to strip Milwaukee provisions from local government funding bill if a deal isn't reached, ASAP. I don't know how closely you've been following this, but, you know, the assembly is trying to pass a funding bill for different municipalities across the state. And Milwaukee, which has unique problems as far as economic issues, needs some help. And one of the things that Milwaukee is considering, both the county and the city, is raising local sales tax in order to meet some of these financial demands that they're facing. And yet, one of the ideas, one of the provisions that the Republicans want to put in this bill is not allowing Milwaukee to pass these, or at least have elections on these provisions to raise the local sales tax. The headline in the Journal Sentinel says Republican leaders threaten to strip Milwaukee provisions from local government funding bill if a deal isn't reached ASAP. This is by Molly Beck, Allison Deer, and Jesse Apoyan. And it says here, in order to force a deal with Democratic Governor Tony Evers, Republican leaders of the state legislature are threatening to strip out measures intended to save Milwaukee from falling off a fiscal cliff in a bill aimed at boosting funding for local municipalities across the state. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Wednesday afternoon said he was halting work on the state budget and threatened to strip the Milwaukee-related proposals from the bill if a deal between legislative Republicans and Evers isn't struck this week. By evening, that's last evening, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu went a step further and said if Evers did not immediately agree to support a version of the bill Assembly and Senate Republicans had agreed upon, he would move forward with a proposal that did not allow Milwaukee to raise additional sales tax revenue, a key provision for Milwaukee leaders. The negotiation tactics come months after lawmakers and Evers first began hashing out a proposal to boost a state funding stream known as shared revenue, and 3 weeks since Voss split from LeMahieu and Evers on requiring voter approval to raise sales taxes, leading to a stalemate. Quote, today we made our last best offer to the governor. If an agreement is not reached today, the Senate will pursue a shared revenue proposal that does not include an option for Milwaukee to raise additional sales tax revenue, LeMahieu said in a statement. He did not include details of the latest proposal being considered. Quote, the offer we put forth is fair. It is a product of months of work and negotiations. The governor has a chance to save Wisconsin's largest city and most populous county from bankruptcy. We hope he takes it. End quote. Voss, Robin Voss, told reporters earlier Wednesday, yesterday, if we do not get a deal this week, I think we should strip out all of the Milwaukee things and we will just focus on the balance of the bill, which is repealing the personal property tax and making sure that every community around the state is not held hostage by Milwaukee's problems. That is not my first option. That's what we passed, the bill which had solutions in it. But if we don't get it done this week, the only option they're really leaving us just to kind of pass the bill that we have, he said. LeMahieu and Voss have an apparent agreement after disagreeing publicly in May over how the legislation should be crafted, with Voss arguing to include in the bill a requirement for Milwaukee voters to approve sales tax increases. Now, how often do voters approve any kind of a tax? LeMahieu and Evers opposed the idea because of the low likelihood of voters voting yes. Evers told reporters in Racine on Wednesday, before Voss and LeMahieu made their comments during a press conference at the state capitol, that he had a good conversation with Voss and LeMahieu on Monday about the bill to boost funding known as shared revenue, and is, quote, very hopeful that we will have a good outcome by the end of this week or very soon, end quote. In its current form, the bill would allow the city of Milwaukee to implement a 2% sales tax, while Milwaukee County could add a sales tax of 0.375% to its current 0.5%, but both would require voters' approval. The bill requires that the funding be used for pension obligations at the city and county, which each have their own pension systems, and for public safety services. The funding from both additional sales taxes is considered key by Milwaukee and Milwaukee County leaders to balancing each local government's budget following years of stagnant revenue and rising costs. However, whether Milwaukee and Milwaukee County voters would approve a sales tax is a major unknown. For that reason, Milwaukee area leaders have pushed state legislators to remove the referendum provision and instead allow the taxes to be implemented through votes of the Common Council and County Board. And I think that makes more sense, is most people, when you ask them if they want to pay more sales tax, they'll say no. And obviously, sales taxes are a regressive tax. Any increase in sales tax is going to affect low-income people much harder than it would affect, you know, higher-income people. Obviously, people who make a lot of money, it's not going to affect their lives in any way. But if you're only making $20,000 or $30,000 a year, you know, sales tax can add up. What do you think? Feel free to give us a call if you have an opinion. Phone number is 715-388-7155. Going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind east becoming northeasterly at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 51. Tomorrow, sunny, 83. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Saturday, scattered thunderstorms, 81. Sunday's looking good with sunshine and a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
welcome back, everybody, to the Stu Daniels Show on a Thursday morning, discussing several things going on in the news today. If you'd like to get involved, feel free to call in. 715-388-7155 is the phone number. And just before the break, we were discussing the funding bill that is in Madison right now that the Assembly and the Senate are trying to get finished, but they still haven't come to an agreement with the governor yet on certain issues. We were discussing funding for Milwaukee and Milwaukee County just before the break, and the fact that Republicans now are saying they may not allow Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to raise their sales taxes in order to meet obligations that they have coming up. And, you know, another interesting thing about this funding bill, well, first of all, let me ask you, how do you feel about diversity? Is that something we should be trying to promote, trying to get in more people of all types? Or should we just let things be the way they had been? And oftentimes what you see is it leads to that old phrase, the old boys club, right? Where if you're part of the inner circle, then you keep moving forward, but a lot of people get shut out. And what do I mean by that? Here's a story in the Journal Sentinel with a headline. It says, Wisconsin Republicans target diversity programs even as the Republican National Convention embraces them. In Milwaukee, a local government funding bill moving through the Republican-controlled state legislature takes aim at diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, particularly in Milwaukee, the state's largest and most diverse city, even as the 2024 Republican National Convention has committed to such initiatives in writing. It's an interesting irony, in quotes, for Mayor Cavalier Johnson, a Democrat who championed the effort to bring the RNC to Milwaukee and has been a key negotiator on the state bill that contains funding to help the city avert a fiscal cliff, but also ties local leaders' hands in a series of policy areas. And here's a quote for you. It says, the RNC itself, the national committee, working to drive home the point that diversity, equity, and inclusion is important, and then to be in this position where Republicans at the state level are trying to squash that, I thought there was some interesting irony there, Johnson told the Journal Sentinel. And he added, quote, I thought it was some interesting irony as well that the Republican Party of Wisconsin decided to open up and keep open offices in predominantly communities of color in Milwaukee, on the south side, in predominantly Latino neighborhoods, and right at North Avenue and King Drive in Bronzeville. So you're saying, you're putting out this message that you value diversity, you value equity, you want people of color to be involved in this party that I've assumed that they would want to be a big tent. But then on the other end, that's not being carried out. Quote, so there are some, I think, troubling and conflicting messages coming from Republicans right now, Johnson said. Officials with the RNC host committee and Republican National Committee, signatories on the framework agreement along with the city, declined to comment. Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, key negotiators on the state legislation, did not respond to requests for comment. The prohibitions contained in the sweeping local government funding bill have caused deep frustration at Milwaukee City Hall and come amid a larger backlash against diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives by conservatives in Wisconsin and across the nation. Conservatives evidently just aren't into diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the story goes on and says, conservatives argue such initiatives aggravate racial divisions. What do you think? Give us a call, 715-388-7155. 7155. Play some music, take a break, come back with more. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive.